Good morning, everybody. There is a website on, it's called Daily Dharma. So it presents some sort of a Buddhist thought for the day, and from a whole bunch of different writers and that sort of thing. And some of them are very, I think very, very profound, and some of them I don't get at all, but this one I just thought was lovely, and it's called Coming, Going, and it was by Kozan Ichiko. Am I saying that right, Kaz, do you think? Ichiko? Okay. So he says, empty-handed, I entered the world. Barefoot, I leave it. My coming, my going. Two simple happenings that got entangled. Empty-handed, I entered the world. Barefoot, I leave it. My coming, my going. Two simple happenings that got entangled. So when I was thinking about this, it brought up several points, and again, I want to remind people that I'm not a teacher. I'm a student, and I'm just sharing some things, that's all. When he talks about two simple happenings that got entangled, and in kind of traditional Buddhism, they talk about the entanglements as being greed, anger, sometimes it's labeled hatred, or delusion. Those are the things that we get caught up in. And there is a chant that's done in some temples in the morning that talks about this, and it says, all my ancient twisted karma, from beginningless greed, anger, and delusion, born through this body, this speech, this mind, I now fully avow, repent, or take responsibility for. So it's a little bit of that nature-nurture that sometimes is talked about in psychology, you know, that we are the accumulation of all those people that have been around before us and then kind of get manifested through us. And it's like, I think maybe I've said this before, when my first granddaughter was born, the feeling was of all these ancestors, all this history that came to produce this little girl. I mean, it was just overwhelming. So there are many things, and you know, in psychology, again, at least as I get older, I will say, oh, just like my mom, you know, or I will see something that, you know, I criticized her for, but we have this conditioning that is both genetic and is social. And at the same time, it comes out through this body, this mind. It's what we think, it's what we say. I was in an accident on 17 a couple of years ago, and it was partly my fault, in that a car swerved ahead of me and I swerved over here, and there's a car behind me, and we hit each other. But it wasn't totally my fault. And so I found myself, I could either really, you know, oh, if I only would have, or if I wouldn't have, or, you know, or I could get into this, if they wouldn't have, you know, if they would have, you know, if that other car wouldn't have been going so fast, da, da, da. And really, it's a compilation of everything coming together at that particular time. So I think the more that we can really see that, yes, we do have responsibility, it's not to relieve us of that. At the same time, it's limited, and we have to be aware of that too. So part of what Zazen does is really allows us the time to see where we get caught up in some of those beliefs or expectations or feelings, and really make them real. that there was something that had happened. I don't remember the details of it, but I was aware of feeling blank, bad, guilty, something like that. And I could see it just kind of like, oh, just take me down, you know, like, oh, you know, I might as well not try anything, you know, I mean, it was just, and, you know, the thing that kind of kept coming back was just go make your bed, just go pour a cup of coffee, just go sweep the steps. And to watch that, you know, whatever that guilt was or whatever that feeling was, it did dissipate. It didn't get stuck there, but that realization of how much we can make it worse by getting stuck in that particular spot. Oftentimes also, and I think this is again psychology, it's Buddhism, it's much of religious tradition, emphasizes that human is bad, you know, that we've got flaws, that we've got to improve, that you know, we messed up, that we should have done something different. And this past week I was reading something and he was really emphasizing that the goodness of the basic human that's there from the innate place, that's there from the time we enter the world, and that those qualities of compassion and wisdom and clarity and perseverance, those sometimes get overlooked, and we focus too much on, you know, the, oh, we're not thoughtful, or we're inconsiderate, or we're mean, or something negative about us. And again, humankind has both those elements. I mean, we can be mean, and we can be, you know, not nice, and we can be selfish and all these other things, but jealous, petty, proud. But in this particular article, he really emphasized how important it is to see those good qualities that are in us. And, you know, I think sometimes that's what children, you know, they kind of see the whole thing, but they oftentimes don't make judgment about it. They either, you know, think it's, you know, it just is what it is. You know, they will, if you're a parent, they will call you on something you've done that's not fair or something. But they just call it, or they will, you know, be glad that you did something nice for them. You know, they just call it. They don't kind of get caught up in judging about it. So, so the point there is maybe kind of as you sit and you know, reflect on what you've done or how you've been or what you've learned or how you're maybe shifting something that you learned as a kid, but you're not too sure about that belief or that tradition anymore, you know, not to label it as being bad. It's just there. And your shift is another step in it. And then it's going to be something else. So that empty-handedness that he talks about of entering the world and of leaving the world, it's just there, you know, and it's what we try to grab in between, you know, to make something good or bad, or we like or we don't like. That really is what gets us into trouble, and that's what we want to become aware of, but also want to be aware that there's these, again, these basic qualities that do bring us forth and do unfold the path before us. I'm going to read a little thing about that this particular author talked about, because I really resonated with it. First of all, in the first part of the article, he talks about different types of doing Zazen, and, you know, like you can do Zazen to strengthen your character or to develop more healthy habits. There's lots of different reasons, especially like in the mindfulness stress reduction, you know, that's really very positive. You can do Zazen as kind of some sort of a religious awakening or spiritual awakening, you know, I'm going to be enlightened in this. You can do it for the good of all beings. There's just so many different ways, but the general goal, not even a goal, but the general orientation is for us to become clear who we really are, you know, what our patterns are, what our beliefs are. You know, does that fit for me anymore? And this gentle and subtle and gradual growth. So he says, he's talking about the main purpose of becoming clear who we are. You can't grab clarity. You can't make yourself be clear. Clarity simply opens when you get out of your own way. It is something that begins to pervade your experience more and more. It bubbles up, it wells up. Even though you are lost in some particular state, you find yourself becoming aware of that state, being able to straighten up, stand free within that state, and watch the state change. Watch it start to open. When you get lost in a thought, you come back. You don't choose to wake up from the thought, but somehow it just happens. Somehow you find yourself back here, breathing in and breathing out. In informal or formal practice would be actually like here sitting. Informal practice is the practice of mindfulness that you're making a bed, or you're peeling a potato, or you're putting gas in your car, and that's what you're doing. You find that in each moment there's a manifestation of some quality of clarity, of compassion, of wisdom, of openness, so that you are practicing and realizing your own dignity at more and more intimate levels. You are realizing what it means to be a human being, having dignity, compassion, realizing that one's own life is the life of all beings. It is realizing the unshakability, the certainty, the sheer sanity of our own experience. So we each have our own experience. And then he goes on to say, there is always the moment that is beginning and ending continuously. We will end here and we will begin here. So going back to that coming and going, empty-handed I enter the world, barefoot I leave it, my coming, my going, two simple happenings that got entangled. So what happens as you come and go, come and go? Have a good week.
Thank you, my dear.